everyone. Welcome back to the show. Go ahead and grab your coffee because we are jumping right into everything that happened in Hollywood this past week. As most of you probably know by now, there was a massive break in Britney's conservatorship case. And of course, I'm going to be breaking it down. But if you don't know what's going on with Britney and her conservatorship, I suggest pausing this episode and listening to my deep dive on it, which you can find linked in the show notes. So assuming that you've listened to that by now, where we left off was that Britney was going to attend court to speak on her behalf. This week, she did just that, and it was explosive to say the least. The biggest things that came to light in her 23-minute statement in court were that she's been pretending to be okay, but definitely was not. She practically begged the judge for her life back and said the whole situation was really traumatizing. She told the judge that during the time she was held under her father's care, she was, quote, drugged, forced to perform against her will, and prevented from having children. And if what she explained in the court hearing was true, then this is not an exaggeration. What we know now is that she has an IUD, which is a form of birth control. And in her conservatorship, she's prevented from removing this birth control and, in turn, cannot have children. Even though she really wants to get married to her longtime boyfriend, Sam, and start a family with him. About this, she said, I have an IUD inside of me right now, so I don't get pregnant. But this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have children. Unquote. Now, this could be because they want her to keep performing, and a child would obviously hinder that. And they would want her to keep performing because her conservators get a cut of her performance money, obviously. This relates to her statement about being forced to perform against her will, which, again, is not surprising. She says they forced her to go on a 31-day Piece of Me tour, which she agreed to because they threatened to sue her. This was obviously forceful, and that's because under her conservatorship, she was unable to get her own attorney, so basically, she would have lost either way. It's for this reason that she went ahead and agreed to the tour, even though she didn't want to do it. Her management also told her therapist that she was refusing to take her medication and participate in rehearsals. Because doctors were getting false information from her management, they began to lose trust in Britney. And after she walked away from her Las Vegas tour, which I discussed in the deep dive, the doctors put her on lithium, which is a mood stabilizing drug. About this, Britney said, quote, Lithium is a very, very strong and completely different medication compared to what I was used to. You can go mentally impaired if you take too much, if you stay on it for longer than 5 months. She also says that there were many nurses that came in and out of her home to monitor her, and no one allowed her to drive anywhere with this medication. She also says that she felt drunk all the time and was losing her ability to communicate, but no one in her family helped her. She also discusses the topic of money. Her net worth is estimated to be about $60 million. And this quote from the BBC article I've linked below really sums it up great. The article says, quote, Court documents revealed by the New York Times earlier this week show that the star was given an allowance of $2,000 per week, while her father's salary as a conservator was about $16,000 a month, plus money for an office space rental and a percentage of various deals signed for his daughter. I shouldn't be in a conservatorship if I can work and provide money for other people, Britney told the court. It seems most of this comes back to her father, who, she said, loved the control and even threatened to punish her as a grown adult if she didn't follow his orders. But as we know, he was recently removed from the role of her conservator, and he was replaced with Jodie Montgomery, who Britney says has forced her to go to therapy twice a week in a location that allows paparazzi to follow and photograph her. It also seems like Britney really supported the films and the teams that have come together to help her tell her story and encourage the hashtag Free Britney movement. Her ending statement was really powerful. She said, quote, I shouldn't be in a conservatorship if I can work. I truly believe this conservatorship is abusive and I don't feel like I can live a full life. I deserve to have a life. And I'm not sure how they're going to deny her of this wish after she presented herself and the things that she exposed and the support that she's gained from the public and her fellow celebrities. You know that I'll be following this along with the rest of the world and I'll continue to update you as we get more information. And though Britney's court appearance was probably the biggest news of the week, a few other things happened. including Drake Bell pleading guilty to the attempted child endangerment that I mentioned last week. The charges are related to a 15-year-old fan who he had met online and attended his Cleveland, Ohio concert. The charges against him are a felony, and he now faces up to 2 years in prison. However, he can get as little as 2 years probation, which is usually what we see happen with stars like this. His hearing date is set for July 12th, so you don't have to wait too long to find out what's going to happen. I know the news of Drake Bell might not come as a shock to many, but some well-known and loved celebrities, including James Corden, have come under fire this week and had to issue public apologies to right their wrongs as fast as they could. He was recently asked to restructure the segment of his show called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, and I absolutely love this segment of his show, but I definitely agree that if any culture is offended by an item that he's using, then he definitely should replace it. What sparked this was some foods he was using and making seem, you know, gross or disgusting were actually Asian delicacies. And viewers who were offended by this went to change.org and created a petition to have the host eliminate the segment and donate money to specific foundations. James did apologize and said, though he won't be taking away the segment, he will totally stop using any delicacies from other cultures. He says the show's only purpose is to bring joy and love and plans on continuing to do that. Now, another celebrity that's being called out again is Olivia Rodrigo, who was called out for copying Courtney Love by Courtney Love herself. Courtney's accused Olivia of ripping off her album cover for Live Through This after Olivia shot an eerily similar photo for her upcoming concert film. Both photos were prom-themed, both show the women crying and looking off into the distance, both women are wearing crowns and holding flowers in the photo, and this call-out comes right after TikTok accused Olivia of ripping off Misery Business with Good For You. Maybe her team isn't creative, or maybe she's just paying tribute to the icons that came before her. Who knows, maybe she's just recreating these things. In other news, Cardi B and Offset are expecting their second child together after years of ups and downs as a couple. They've been quiet for a while, and then at the BET Awards this past week, in total Beyoncé fashion, she announced this pregnancy by showing up to perform with a baby bump. And then she posted a photo of her maternity shoot on Instagram with the caption, number two, and tagging Offset. She announced her pregnancy with Culture, their first child, in a very similar way by doing it on SNL. So it's safe to say that she loves a shock factor. No gender's been revealed, but I'm thinking that that's going to be a surprise too. Click the link in my show notes if you want to see this maternity shoot. Another Hollywood couple taking their relationship to the next step is Brooklyn Beckham and fiancé of 1 year, Nicola Peltz. Brooklyn is only 22, making him literally younger than me, which is wild considering the house they just bought is a casual $10 million. It is 7,000 square feet, it's a new build, and it includes a pool, a spa, a wine cellar, and views of the Hollywood Hills. Of course, I've attached photos in the show notes because this is literally my dream home. The minimalist dark tone style is everything to me, so check it out and let me know if you think it was worth the money. And yes, the idea of $10 million being spent is a bit shocking, but the most shocking news to hit the headlines this week was that Blink-182 singer Mark Hoppus announced he has been diagnosed with cancer. He made a post this past week saying to fans, I have cancer. It sucks and I'm scared. And at the same time, I'm blessed with incredible doctors, family, and friends to get me through this. I still have months of treatment ahead of me, but I'm trying to remain hopeful and positive. Can't wait to be cancer-free and see you all at a concert in the hopefully near future. Love you all, unquote. He didn't reveal what type of cancer he has, but he's definitely made it clear that he's trying to stay positive, with his caption to the photo saying, yes, hello, one cancer treatment, please. His band members and many fans are showing their support, and I'll say that I saw them live a few years ago, and he is a badass. Hopefully he kicks cancer's butt and can release some new music very soon. And finally, for my true crime fans out there who are wondering what's going on with the Jeffrey Epstein case, Peacock TV has got you covered. They are releasing a new documentary called Epstein's Shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell. It will basically dissect their relationship and her involvement with the crimes, And this will be super interesting because it's going to have firsthand interviews with people who are in her circle. I'll definitely be checking it out. Let me know if you want a deep dive on that case. That's it for this week's headlines. Don't forget you can read more details on each by clicking the link in my show notes. If you see any headlines you want covered or have thoughts on this week's headlines, DM me on Instagram at MeganTheMorningPodcast. And I will be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.